بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, in a beautiful hadith which is in Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه reported that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's reward, imanan wa ihtisaban, then all his past sins will be forgiven. I repeat, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping for the reward of Allah, hoping to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, then all his past sins will be forgiven. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to do this and to grant us sincerity and to save us from all forms of riya, all forms of showing off, and all forms of lack of piety. Now, brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, this is such a wonderful opportunity. Imagine the whole question and thought of getting rebooted, where our whole record and account is cleaned. So whatever you and I may have done, alhamdulillah, as long as we have made amends, if and I hopefully didn't hurt anybody and so on, because if that happens, then you have to seek forgiveness from that person also. But if you have not done that, whatever else we may have done, alhamdulillah, if we fast sincerely in Ramadan and we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reward, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of those sins. Right? Now, what more can somebody want? Think about that. What more can you want? Because at the end of the day, when we are dying, nothing of this dunya matters. Absolutely. I mean, nothing of the dunya matters anyway. But, you know, unfortunately, we are so, our mind is so pickled with the azmat and the glory and the so-called magnificence, all of which is false. It's just shiny, like, you know, sometimes you go for a walk on a beach and you suddenly see absolutely sparkling like a diamond. So you might even be forgiven for imagining that somebody's diamond dropped there and you're going to go pick up this Kohinoor. When you go there, it's nothing. It's a piece of mica on a grain of sand. And because the ray of the sun is striking it at a particular angle, this thing is shining. It looks like a diamond. It's false. It's sand. It's silica. It's nothing in it. So the point is that this is what the dunya is like anyway. But whether or not, the beauty is to recognize it before we die, so that we can treat it the way it should be treated, which is with disdain, not something that you are hungry behind, you're running behind, something of you, you know, it's like toilet paper, right? When you need it, you need it, so use it. But nobody carries it and you know, keeps it in your, next to your, you know, so tie it around your neck or something, you know, because you love it so much. No, this dunya is like that. It's something to be used. Use it for good things, inshallah, it gets you Jannah. Use it for evil and it'll get you Jahannam, both ways. Right? So this thing is like it's something of use. Istemal ki cheez hai. Koi iski khadar karne ki cheez nahi hai. Istemal ki cheez hai. Allah shukr kariye. It's not something to be appreciated and loved. You will appreciate it in the sense that alhamdulillah, Allah gave it to me. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. But not fall in love with it. And this is what Ramadan came to do, because Ramadan holds you back from things which are in any case halal. So what is that to teach you? That is here to teach us that none of this stuff matters. What matters is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that Allah will forgive all sins. If you fast with sincerity and requesting and asking Allah for His reward, Allah will forgive all sins. Because when Malakul Maut comes, when the curtain is lifted, that is when the reality of this dunya, that this dunya is worthless, that all this gold and silver and all the, you know, power and authority and all the wealth that I had is not worth the wing of a mosquito. It's completely and totally useless, especially if I have not spent it in the path of Allah, especially if I have not spent it in doing good, and if I have just been using it and indulging myself, then this is it's a huge wabal, it's a big problem for me. And that all of this will become abundantly clear when we see Malakul Maut, when we face death. What will become clear also is the real importance of the forgiveness of Allah, the real importance of the good that we do. This will also become clear. Now here, Rasulullah is saying that you fast in Ramadan with, and remember he said, whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan, so you, supposing you start fasting and you die, you haven't completed the month, doesn't matter, you still will have the same reward, which is forgiveness of all your sins. May Allah grant it to us. This is the greatest of rewards that we can get, right? Forgiveness from all sins. So we get a chance to restart our lives. We get a chance to reboot. So that is why I treat this month as a month of rejuvenation, of renewal. And make your niyyah. This is not like those worthless New Year's resolutions. I'm talking about serious thought. Give serious thought to this and say that what you're going to do after Ramadan, start it in Ramadan itself. So say, for example, I'm going to pray all my salah by jama'ah. In the masjid, if I can't pray in the masjid, then at home or wherever, but with people around me. And if you are in a situation where there is nobody, then there is nobody. But if there is your family, call them, let them pray together. And of course, if you are able to go to the masjid, please go to the masjid. The masajid are meant to be kept filled with people. Right? With this COVID and so on and so forth, by all means, please take precautions, maintain your distances and wear masks and so on. But go to the masjid and pray by jama'ah. So make this niyyah, I will do this. And when will you start? Now, today, just now. Similarly, make the niyyah to say, I will be more kind. I will not use profanity. I will not yell and scream. I will not lose my temper. I will be good to people. I will give more in charity. And all of this stuff, I will not do. I will not backbite. I will not slander. I will not complain. I will not do anything which has the slightest chance of angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make all of these intentions. And when will you start doing all this? Right now. Right now. Don't say, when Ramadan finishes, I will do. No, no. Now. I will get out of interest-based banking. When will you do that? Right now. Not, don't say after Ramadan. Right now. I used to gamble. I will not gamble. I was a member of a gambling den, otherwise known as a club. I'm going to get out. When will you write the resignation letter? Now. Right now. Sit down. Right now. Write the resignation letter. Mail it. I used to drink alcohol. I will stop. When? Right now. May Allah forgive us. There are people, and I know such people, who stop drinking alcohol in Ramadan, who will not smoke during the day of the fast. And then they break the fast. Their iftar is with a cigarette. What kind of shameless, utterly ridiculous behavior is this? Who are you fooling? You want to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Please, stop doing these things. Remember, one day you will die. One day I will die. Remember, one day we are going to face Malakul Maut. And at that time, all of those cigarette packets and those liquor bottles and all those tickets in the gambling dens and all those tickets in the race courses and whatnot are going to become very expensive. They are going to prove extremely expensive, and your agreements and contracts with the banks, with your interest-based dealings, believe me, that is the ultimate. That is the ultimate. Please, my brothers and sisters, I beg you, do not do this to yourself. Do not do this to yourself. Get out of all these things. Lead your life only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. nothing else. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us, and Allah promised to forgive all our sins. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.